Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman. Very important here. He is a CBS News. He is Dickinson College visiting professor as well as CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. However, I read from the report by Yaroslav Trofimov in the Wall Street Journal. The Excalibur artillery round performed wonders when it was first introduced to the Ukrainian battlefield, summer 22. Guided by GPS, the shells hit Russian tanks and artillery with surgical precision as drones overhead filmed the resulting fireballs. That didn't last. Jeff, this story very well. For every measure, there's a countermeasure. Does that mean that the Russians are better than us? Does that mean this is warfare and we should expect it?
I think it's the latter, John. It's warfare and you should expect it. If you're involved in a conflict with an adversary, you've got to understand he is going to try to adapt to the environment in which this particular war is conducted. That goes back historically, without question. Lawrence Friedman, who's I admire a great deal, a very well-known thinker on warfare and international affairs, once said, the side that adapts the most quickly is the side that normally wins in warfare. So for the Russians to try to adapt is not surprising. Secondly, it's particularly not surprising because during the Cold War, the Soviet Union had a massive advantage, which wasn't talked about as much, I always thought, as it should have, and that is in electronic warfare. And they were very good at electronic warfare and controlling the electromagnetic spectrum. And with Excalibur, I think they've taken what they developed back in those days and expanded upon it to neutralize the Excalibur by cutting through its ability to, you know, home in on a particular target. And that, again, is to be expected. As a consequence, the other side has got to adapt and expect adaptation. And then last but not least, two other things come to mind. One is a concern, I think, that is raised in that particular article, that the United States, frankly, in its development of weapon systems, beginning back in the days when I was on active duty, depended quite largely on a precision strike, and Excalibur is certainly an example of that. I fired Copperhead rounds in combat during the Iraqis, which was a predecessor to Excalibur. But those were against adversaries who either couldn't adapt or would adapt very, very slowly. And I think we should have expected that in a combat with a perhaps peer competitor, we might not have that luxury. And then finally, of course, we've seen this happen before. Dumb weapons suddenly become very valuable once again. You know, Joseph Stalin said, quantity has a quality all its own. Mass artillery fire can't be interrupted by these particular means, can't be spoofed. Landmines can't be spoofed. And as a consequence, we've seen the resurrection of those systems having an unbelievable importance in this particular combat. But that then puts a lot of pressure on the defense industrial base to turn these things out in massive quantities.
That also suggests that the Russians have an advantage, because you taught me early in the war that Russians believe in mass artillery, mass tanks, mass manpower. And their artillery overwhelms Ukraine, correct, Colonel?
That's what they want to do. But, of course, we're already seeing where even that emphasis on mass is putting pressure on the Russians. It's clear that they're trying to expand their industrial base to turn out more equipment. That is clear. But I've been talking to several experts who believe they may have expanded it about as far as they can without tipping the entire economy, which would have perhaps then a social impact on the Russian population, which Mr. Putin is trying to avoid. Consequently, what does he do? He goes off to Korea and basically begs for artillery rounds from Kim Jong-un. Now, John, I can't imagine in some ways how embarrassing and galling it was for Mr. Putin to have to travel to North Korea to beg a dictator for a country who has an economy the size of Birmingham, Alabama, for artillery ammunition. And he's had to do the same thing in terms of missiles and drones from the Iranians. Whether that will work to maintain the mass he requires, well, that remains to be seen.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman and a NATO veteran. And happy birthday, NATO, 75 years.
Happy birthday.
And a successful mission so far, but it's early days, Jeff, early days. He's also CBS News visiting Professor Dickinson College and Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy CEO. I'm John Rush.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.